Reddit users behind the recent GameStop phenomenon on Wall Street appear to be shifting their efforts to the silver market. The price of silver futures jumped 11% at the open today, at one point hitting the highest level since 2013 at $30 a share. Our next guest knows the silver market well, having worked as a silver trader in her early years on Wall Street. Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. And Jill, catch us up. What's going on in the silver market today?
Well, it's a wild day. This does sort of remind me of like the 1980s silver market, which is always so weird to say, but silver's up about 8%. And it does appear that this is one of those Reddit-inspired, and I can't say totally, right? But I just want to say Reddit-inspired moves. It's not to say that it's all about that. But remember that, you know, it's funny. Silver had a huge run-up last year. It was up almost 50%, about 47%. This move now comes at a very different time. So it's a little bit different than, say, where we were with the GameStop story. And as I look right now, silver on the COMEX is trading up over 9%, which is very big for one day on the silver exchange.
And one of the other things, Jill, that's sort of striking is, and I know you know this well as a former silver trader, that commodities like silver generally attract big institutional investors more so than individual investors. So what does this recent surge say about the power that amateur traders can wield when they congregate on the internet?
Well, I think it's been a really interesting story. And the reason is not so much that no one has changed in terms of fear and greed being drivers of market action. But, you know, we see three very big changes just in the last 5 years that may have allowed this entire Reddit phenomenon to occur. Number one is that we do have the amplification with social media of ideas, right? It used to be that you'd read something in the newspaper or you'd get a newsletter or maybe you'd see something on TV and that started the conversation. Well, obviously, with a subreddit that has more than 6 million people, that this can really, the ideas can get out there fast. The second big trend is that we have seen the democratization of trading. What does that mean? It means that essentially when you used to want to make a silver trade way back in the day, 30-something years ago when I was down there, it was expensive. There was a lot of commissions involved. You can now essentially buy and sell securities for a very small amount of money, if any. Sometimes it's zero. And finally, we have the ability with technology that everyone is a click away from making a trade. Put those three things together and you have the power of more people being able to invest and putting ideas out there in the world. I mean, it can be dangerous, but there is sort of a thrill to it as well.
So what's the bottom line, Jill? I mean, I think for a lot of folks that this stuff makes your head spin. You've got shorts and the short squeeze. I mean, bottom line, is this a good thing or a bad thing, this surge in the silver market?
Well, listen, I don't think it's ever good to have surge. A surge in a market usually says that something has happened. And if this is just maybe algorithmic trading, there is some reporting at my sister organization at CBS, at CBS Money Watch, that there's been a lot of bot-driven activity on this subreddit. And I think that as long as there's not market manipulation, that's fine. But you really have to go into these situations understanding that they're extraordinarily volatile. People should only put what they can afford to lose.
Got it. That's Jill Schlesinger taking us back to the wild times of the 80s in the silver market. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.